It's time for a festive edition. Good morning, Angels. Got a letter in from a house mother at Tux Village, a residence at University of Pretoria, and she told us the story of Carmi. Now, Carmi is a final year LLB law student, and Carmi, you were just telling us now about your mom and your brother that ended up on the street, and obviously you needed to step in and you know, make a difference and kind of look after them. How did they? Where did they end up on the street?
So they ended up in Bloemfontein on the streets. And I contacted my father and I told him this was what was going on. They have no place to go. Him and I went to go fetch them. And then within 2-3 days, they ended up again. So they came to my place. There was a place in Queenswood where my mom went. And luckily she found a shelter where she can stay. But my brother didn't find anything, so he was literally sleeping on my yoga mat in my room in Res.
Your Res room?
Yes.
And how did that go down?
A boer maak 'n plan. You make a plan. It was. And the thing is, we're not allowed to have people in Res.
No.
Everyone knows this. So it was literally like, I felt so dodgy. It was like I was paroling because I have my brother here who can't be here. I can't tell anyone what's going on. So it was very stressful for me going to campus, having to make food because you can't basically come out of my room. So it was very stressful. And then Robin's and her husband sent me a message saying, "Hi, can you come over for tea?" And I was freaking out because I knew exactly. Mm-hmm. They obviously know what's going on. So I freaked out. I was very scared. I thought I was going to get put out of Res because they have, and rightly so, they have strict regulations to ensure that everyone's safe in Res. So then I told them the situation, and literally within not even 5 hours, they found a place for my brother to stay. He's also now in a shelter, so it's honestly been a godsend.
Just possibly as an aside quickly, would you say, in your estimation, is it possible for your mom and your brother to find jobs?
Yes.
Is your mother suffers from bipolarity?
Yes.
And she's not obviously medicated?
No, she...
Is that the reason why she also is not employable?
Yes. And my brother left school when he was in grade 11 because we moved around a lot.
It's just a downward spiral.
Yeah.
I think it is entirely possible for them all to turn their lives around.
Yes.
Firstly, your mother needs to get to a psychiatrist. There's medication in 2019 that evens you out almost 100%.
Yeah.
People live with bipolar and do so and function perfectly fine for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And your brother, obviously, maybe there's education. So it sounds like you need a little bit of a boost in your life and guidance on the right way. And thanks to angel number one over here, Robin, this is exactly what we're talking about. You made the first call. You wrote the first email to Good Morning Angels saying, let's all step in and get some people together and help, at the end of the day, help Carmi out. So what a story. Which year are you now?
I'm finishing. I just wrote my last exam on Monday, and I'm finishing, luckily, in 4 years, so I'm not sleeping anything.
Fantastic. And what do you want to do? You want to stay around here?
Yes.
Or do you want to tell them all, bye, Felicia, I'm out of here?
No, I need to stay here because I'm looking for a place for my brother and I to stay because...
Oh, you see.
Yeah.
You're an amazing person. You really are. You don't want to let them go.
You can't. It's your family.
You can't. That's the thing. Good on you.
And what about the articles?
So I'm currently working part-time, and luckily, because I started just like booking in sick because of everything was going on, and I spoke to my boss and she was very understanding. She's amazing. So luckily I'm not going into the articles, so I'm doing other work, but the work culture is really understanding, and so I'm okay work-wise. It's just,
I think she's been a little bit humble here. Because she's actually sacrificed her article so that she can earn a bit more to look after her brother.
Yeah.
And that's a load, you know. So
So you can't qualify if you haven't done the articles.
Yeah, I can't practice if I haven't done the articles. So my plan now is to make as much money as I can and then come back and do articles, because a lot of companies pay really well and a lot of companies don't pay that well. And right now I need to get a place, look after myself, look after my brother.
And by looking after your brother as well as possibly, because a lot of things need to happen in your life. Mm. And you seem strong enough to be the person, the new grandmother, you know, who kind of manages it all.
Yeah.
Finishing your studies, she's final year. It's another thing, looking after your family as well, your mom and your brother. Let's get the angels together and hopefully see if we can make some kind of difference in my pleasure to welcome once again onto the show our partner, Bonnie Cooper from Roman's Pizza. How's it, Bonnie?
Well, good morning. Robin, I think you're amazing. You know, it takes a lot to actually find these people that are sitting and suffering and to do something about it. Because generally we don't as human beings. And to you, Kami, I really take my hat off to you. There's a lot of families out there that suffer like you are as a family, and no one does anything about it. And to take control of it, to take ownership of your family at such a young age is inspiring. So well done to you.
Thank you.
So from all of us at Roman's Pizza, we'd like to give you 35,000 Rand so that you can pay a deposit for a little apartment or a flat, get some furniture, beds to sleep on, and just get you going. It's just to get the ball rolling.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and then maybe...
And Roman's Pizza is my favorite, so I feel like it's destined.
I'm so glad you're here. So hopefully that's going to help you just, you know, get your life going, and maybe you can still do your articles.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are very, very welcome. Very welcome. And just stay strong, because you are one strong lady, and I can see that. You're amazing. You really are.
Most welcome. And listen, I hope that, and I know Robin is also, you know, by your side, and that you have someone just to organize all the thoughts and the plan in action. Let's get your mother doing this. Get her to see a psychiatrist.
Yes.
And get your degree and focus on your articles, you know, so that you can be a lawyer. You're going to be a good one.
Be a good one, yeah.
Oh, you're going to be a good one. Nice to meet you. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Martin and Angel.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're very welcome.
This is crazy. Wow.
Hi there. Good morning, Angel.